Welcome to Streaming Into the Voids, What's New in Streaming, where we discuss the highlights of what's available for you to stream the week of May the 4th. I'm Kim Hollis, and with me are Raul Burriel, Tim Bridie, and David Mumpower. We'll start with Hulu and Black Twitter, A People's History, coming May the 9th. This three-part docuseries pays homage to the impact of Black Twitter and features voices from the powerful online community, such as stand-up comic W. Kamau Bell, media personality Kid Fury, journalists Jemele Hill, Wesley Lowery, and April Rain, authors Roxane Gay and Lovey Ajayi, trans activist Raquel Willis, and many more.
Bell was just on Top Chef the other day, and we were raving about not just how charismatic and funny he is, but how kind he is. This is one of those stories that's just innately positive in every way, and my goodness, I just love how warm and uplifting Black Twitter can be. It really is.
Okay, we move on to Netflix and The Atypical Family, Season 1, coming May 4th.
In this Korean series, a family once blessed with unique superpowers loses their abilities due to modern-day problems until a mysterious woman changes everything.
Next up is Cat Williams, Woke Folk, live on May the 4th at 10 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time.
The comedian lets loose in real time as he hits the stage.
And it's going to be an experience, I bet. Also live is The Roast of Tom Brady. This one is May the 5th at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time.
That's Tom Brady faces the heat in this live stream star-studded roast hosted by Kevin Hart. Over under on the number of retirement jokes. Let's call it 4.5.
You're old and you cried like a baby when Grady Jarrett tackled you. I haven't forgotten.
On May the 7th is Super Rich in Korea, Season 1. Explore the lavish lives of super rich individuals living in Korea, including a Singaporean tycoon, an Italian luxury brand heir, a Pakistani noble, and more.
I looked up, I saw this, and I thought we were getting some sort of knockoff of Crazy Rich Asians as a series. And then I realized it's reality. And my first thought was, oh, that's disappointing. And my second thought was, wait, didn't Netflix already do this exact same concept?
And they did. I think so. Yeah. On May the 8th is the final, Attack on Wembley.
With England finally in contention with a major championship, 6,000 ticketless football fans storm Wembley Stadium, leaving destruction in their wake.
Yep. The colon is actually doing a lot of work in that title, because initially I thought it was the final attack on Wembley.
Yeah, this really happened. The next one looks pretty fun. It's Bodkin, Season 1, coming May the 9th.
A ragtag crew of podcasters sets out to investigate mysterious disappearances from decades earlier in a charming Irish town with dark, dreadful secrets. It stars Will Forte and a host of British and Irish performers. And as a reminder, Will Forte is a master of deadpan comedy.
Yeah, the trailer on this looked really amusing.
It did.
Yep.
Do we also qualify as a ragtag crew of podcasters?
Yes.
Oh, sweet.
Next up is The Guardian of the Monarchs, coming May the 9th.
The forests of Michoacán are home to millions of monarch butterflies. Activist Tomero Gomez was highly vocal about its preservation, and then he vanished. I actually would have maybe titled this The Butterfly Effect.
Ooh, yeah. Also on May the 9th is Mother of the Bride. A doting mom sets off to a tropical island resort for her daughter's wedding, only to discover the groom's father is the ex she hasn't seen in decades. The movie stars Brooke Shields, Miranda Cosgrove, Benjamin Bratt, Rachel Harris, and Chad Michael Murray.
They really should have added with sexy results at the end of that.
They should, because the way that she realizes he's there is he's naked in a shower. Also on May the 9th is Thank You Next, Season 1.
In this Turkish series, a young lawyer dives headfirst into the confusing world of modern dating with the unwavering support of her best friends.
Next up is Blood of Zeus, Season 2, coming May the 10th.
Formerly known as Gods and Heroes, which I guess wasn't exciting enough, this series chronicles the illegitimate son of Zeus, a young man tasked with saving heaven and earth despite the interference of a vengeful goddess and her monstrous forces. That's right, folks. Blood of Zeus.
Yeah, that's an animated series for those who don't know. May the 10th brings Cooking Up Murder, uncovering the story of Cesar Roman.
This docuseries analyzes a murder case implicating a Spanish chef who built a career in the spotlight through a web of secrets and false identities.
Also on May the 10th is The Courier. In this Spanish film, after shrewdly seizing his chance to join a money laundering scheme, a modest valet dives into a world of fast cash, fast cars, and an inevitable crash. Next up is Living with Leopards, also coming May the 10th.
A film crew follows two leopard cubs as they make the fascinating journey from infancy into adulthood in this up-close-and-personal nature documentary.
Also coming May the 10th is Pokemon Horizons, the series, part 2.
The Rising Vault Tacklers, who I think I saw at Coachella a few years ago, continue their daring quest to find the Black Rayquaza, with Liko and Roy upping their skills at every twist and turn. I have no idea what any of that means. Is there still Pikachu?
Yes. There's always Pikachu. We close out the Netflix offerings with The Ultimatum, South Africa, coming May the 10th.
Oh my, this does not read well. A six-way partner swap, no judgment, sparks wild attractions and tearful betrayals. Participants choose whom to love and whom to leave in this heart-pounding experiment. Don't kink shame.
Yeah, it's a, for those who have forgotten, The Ultimatum is a reality dating show. You can call it what you want, an experiment if you like. It's a reality dating show.
Okay, we move on to Disney Plus and Tales of the Empire, season one, coming, wait for it, May the 4th. This six-part animated series journeys into the fearsome galactic empire through the eyes of two warriors on divergent paths set during different eras. After losing everything, young Morgan Elsbeth navigates the expanding imperial world toward a path of vengeance, while former Jedi Barriss Offee does what she must to survive a rapidly changing galaxy. The choices they make will define their destinies.
Oh, may the 4th be with you. I get it.
Yes.
Yeah, this animated series continues to fill in the gap in the Star Wars movies. I believe it takes place almost immediately after or even during the Bad Batch series and just before the Star Wars Rebels stories. You'll recognize both those characters, Morgan Elsbeth and Barriss Offee, as characters from the either Clone Wars series or most recently you'll have seen Morgan Elsbeth in the Ahsoka series.
On May the 5th is Monsters at Work, season 2.
The second season of this Monsters, Inc. spinoff jumped to Disney Channel in April, but comes to Disney Plus this month. Billy Crystal and John Goodman voice their iconic characters of Mike Wazowski and James P. Sully Sullivan. But the series focuses on a gang of monster misfits, including Ben Feldman as Tyler Tuskman, Mindy Kaling as Val Little, Henry Winkler as Fritz, Lucas Neff as Duncan, and Alana Ubeck as Cutter.
May the 10th brings Doctor Who Series 14.
That's right, folks. Nkuti Gatwa takes over as the Doctor, with Millie Gibson joining as the new companion. Also, the person Kim calls Groff Sauce, Jonathan Groff, will appear as a guest this season, while Stephen Moffat returned to write an episode titled Boom!
Yep, I love Jonathan Groff, so yeah, I'm excited to see what he does there. We move on to Max and Pretty Little Liars Summer School, coming May the 9th.
Imogen, Minnie, Noah, Tabby, and Farron attempt to move on from A, but their fun is cut short when they find out they need to attend summer school. The friend group subsequently learns that A had a mother named Bloody Rose Waters, and that kicks off a killer game of hide and seek.
Turns out if you spend all your time stabbing each other in the back, you kind of don't get good grades.
Also, never forget that two can keep a secret if one of them is dead.
That's right. Also from Max is The Iron Claw, coming May the 10th. This is the critically acclaimed biographical sports drama about the Von Erichs, a family of professional wrestlers who are cursed by constant tragedy. The film depicts the struggles of wrestling company owner Fritz Von Erich's sons to achieve the success their father groomed them for, from 1979 to the early 1990s, resulting in more tragedy. It stars Zac Efron, Jeremy Allen White, Maura Tierney, and Lily James, and features an appearance by former AEW world champion Maxwell Jacob Friedman.
This completely whiffed at the Oscars, though, right?
Correct. It was very well received, but I don't think it had any nominations.
It's just not a story anybody really likes because it's just so oppressively sad. Fritz von Erich, quite possibly the worst father who ever lived. No joke. His kids... Some of the stories about him, I don't even want to say out loud. They're so bad. And then you hear and you realize, and we talked about this because the next generation of Von Erichs recently appeared in AEW. And all I see is sadness when I look at their dad, who is their manager, because he had so many brothers and he is the only one alive. It's just so depressing all across the board. But to a generation of people who grew up on the Von Erichs versus the Fabulous Freebirds, that was wrestling in Texas and a lot of the South. So it's a story that matters to a lot of people.
I remember for years coming home from school and you could put on ESPN and there would be wrestling in the afternoon and the featured people were always a lot of the Von Erichs. And then, of course, Kerry Von Erich had a few years with the WWF in the 90s. But yeah, if you were watching wrestling in the 80s or early 90s, you know who the Von Erichs were.
Yeah, we haven't actually watched the movie yet, but Kerry Von Erich had one of the wildest stories I've ever heard where he had a motorcycle accident and actually lost his foot and then would constantly wear a boot so that a lot of people who worked with him never actually realized he had lost the foot, which is just incomprehensible to me, but that's the way they were raised.
Okay, we move on to Paramount Plus and Kiss the Future coming May 7th.
This documentary tells a story of defiance amid the 1990s siege of Sarajevo during the Bosnian War, focusing on a vibrant underground community that used art and music to affect change, a community that garnered global attention by ultimately inspiring an American aid worker to reach out to the band U2 to help raise awareness of the devastating conflict. Kiss the Future follows the band's promise to perform at a post-war concert, which came to fruition when U2 played to more than 45,000 local fans in a liberated city, and is a show that lives on as a joyous collective memory for the people of Sarajevo.
Next up is The Chi, Season 6, Part 2, coming May the 10th.
Yeah, if you haven't caught any of it before, it centers on a group of residents on the south side of Chicago who become linked by coincidence, but bonded by the need for connection and redemption. And it is one of those shows that is basically the most popular anchor product on a streaming service, so it matters. And what I mean by that was this was the show that was keeping Showtime afloat. But since Showtime has been swallowed by Paramount Plus, I don't even know if that distinction matters now.
Okay, we move on to Peacock and A Lifelong Love coming May the 5th.
While trying to reunite her grandfather with his lost love, Annika teams up with college sweetheart Ryan to create a book about the experience, documenting different love stories along the way.
Wait a minute. Is that a Hallmark movie?
This is a Hallmark movie.
Sure is. Next up on May the 7th is another live event. It's the Eurovision Song Contest 2024. Don't miss every thrilling moment as countries compete for the best song and the world's largest musical event. Catch all 3 days of competition live on Peacock on May 7th, 9th, and 11th, starting at 3 p.m. Eastern each day.
I actually watched Eurovision for the very first time back when they did this on Peacock last year in 2023. I can now say that I have done it and I don't think I necessarily want to do it again. The overproduction that goes into this is a bit much. It is like the big spectacles you would expect to see from a show like American Idol, but maybe, you know, amplified by a considerable margin. And the songs aren't necessarily always all that good anyway.
Well, yeah, yeah, ding dong.
Yeah. May the 9th brings Love Undercover Season 1.
Love Undercover is a modern-day fairy tale meets buddy comedy about an elite group of international soccer stars who come to the United States on a secret quest for true love. We'll follow them on an epic journey filled with drama, heartbreak, and self-discovery. Can they win over the ladies without their fame and fortune? Will they manage to keep their true identities a secret?
You'll have to watch to find out. Okay, Amazon Prime Video brings us The Goat, Season 1, coming May the 9th.
I'm going to say in advance, I'm against this, but I know that Raul and Tim will eat it up. This is hosted by Daniel Tosh, and it's a competitive series that will air on both Prime Video and Amazon Freevee. 14 reality superstars, from bachelorettes to housewives to survivors to drag racers, and everyone in between, move into Goat Manor. Under the watchful eye of host Daniel Tosh to compete in over 20 challenges, earning and breaking one another's trust along the way, new sides of longtime favorites will be on display as they battle it out for $200,000 and the title of Greatest of All Time. Names that some of us may recognize include Wendell Holland from Survivor and Tech Holmes from The Real World and The Challenge. We love you, Tech. Pick something better next time.
I would say Tech goes into this with an advantage since he's actually done the challenge, which this effectively is, right?
Yeah, so I have to look at this. Is this some sort of is it some sort of competition? Is it their version of the Traitors? Is it their version of Survivor? What are they going for here? I have no idea.
How can you even ask? This is totally their version of the challenge.
It's their version of the challenge.
It's just the challenge. Okay.
Yeah.
But legally actionably different. And I hope that everyone could hear my pain through every word of that.
Yes. Yep. Okay. May the 9th brings Maxton Hall, The World Between Us, Season 1.
Quick-witted scholarship student Ruby unwittingly witnesses a secret at Maxton Hall. Arrogant millionaire heir James is determined to silence her, but their clash ignites an unexpected spark between them.
I'm hearing this as like Hallmark presents you the series.
That's probably not very far off. For what it's worth, this series is in German, but if you watch the trailer, you wouldn't know it. They hit it very well. Mm. It is basically, yes, love and romance in a private school where the arrogant millionaire heir is, he's banging a teacher and he got caught.
Okay. All right. We'll move on to Apple TV Plus and Dark Matter Season 1 coming May the 8th. Jason Dessen is abducted into an alternate version of his life. To get back to his true family, he embarks on a harrowing journey to save them from the most terrifying foe imaginable, himself. This series is based on Blake Crouch's best-selling book and stars Joel Edgerton, Jennifer Connelly, Alice Braga, and Jimmy Simpson.
No. I reject this. There was already a very good sci-fi series within the past 10 years named Dark Matter. This name is not acceptable to me.
I thought, honestly, you were going to say Fringe, because this is essentially the premise to Fringe. I watched this trailer. It seemed intriguing. And the more I got into it, I was like, wait, it's a multiverse, isn't it? Oh, yeah. Yep, it's a multiverse.
So basically, all streaming television is just stealing existing ideas and titles.
All right. We close it out with Hollywood Con Queen, a limited series coming May the 8th.
This docuseries exposes an elaborate scam that lured people to Indonesia under the pretenses of producing a movie.
Okay, well, I am interested in watching Bodkin, and I may also try to catch up on Pretty Little Liars because that first season had really great reviews, so might be fun.
Yeah, I'm all about Bodkin. That one looked a lot of fun. Very entertaining and intriguing with a little bit of a murder mystery tossed in. Mm-hmm.
And I would actually like us to get caught up on the Monsters television series. Mm-hmm. I've been looking forward to it. And we got busy at the same time season 1 came out. So I'd like that. And I will not be watching Super Rich in Korea or GOAT. As a matter of fact, I may be picketing outside the offices of GOAT.
So go watch something or don't.